And good morning. Today is Saturday, July 9th, 2011. I'm Andy S., and welcome to the new .fm News. The .fm Morning News will still exist as is, but all other news updates will be referred to as .fm News. Weekend Edition will also receive the name .fm News Weekend Edition. Now, as part of a new way of building on the SNYC Now identity for .fm. So now, without further ado, here's now the latest news. Tens of thousands of South Sudanese watched the raising of the country's new flag at an independent ceremony in the new capital, Juba. Malaysian police detained more than 440 people as they tried to assemble for a band rally in the capital, Kuala Lumpur. Chinese basketball superstar Yao Ming, who plays for the Houston Rockets, has told the NBA he will retire from the game. Former U.S. First Lady Betty Ford, the widow of former President Gerald Ford, and founder of a renowned rehabilitation center, dies at age 93. British author Alan Shadraki leaves Singapore jail after serving a sentence for contempt of court. And a court orders Silvio Berlusconi, Italian Prime Minister's Fininvest, to pay damages of 560 million euros over its takeover of publisher Mondadori. In other news, over 100 activists who flew into Israel as part of its Welcome to Palestine anti-occupation protests are being held in jails and will be expelled from the countries in the coming days. The activists had planned to visit Palestinian families. IMF executives approved the latest $3 billion euro installment of Greece's rescue package late on Friday, with new managing director Christine Lagarde saying progress was being made, but more work needs to be done. At least 51 people survived a plane crash at the Kisangani Airport in the Democratic Republic of Congo on Friday, Hewabor Airlines said. The plane was en route from Kisangani in Goma with 170 passengers and crew on board. And in the Tour de France, Allemand native Mark Cavendish won Friday's stage of the Tour de France. The 218-kilometer ride from Le Mans was marred by a crash which resulted in Britain's Bradley Wiggins breaking his collarbone and quitting the race. And finally, relations between Pakistan and the U.S. were further strained Friday following comments by the top-ranking U.S. military officials saying that Pakistan sanctioned the murder of a journalist in May. And now look at the local weather here in New York City right now. It's currently high of 72 degrees. Today it'll be a high of 88, low of 69, partly cloudy skies. Humidity is at 80% right now. The wind's going northwest at 7 miles per hour. Tomorrow it'll be a high of 84, sunny, low of 72. Monday we return to the partly cloudy skies at a high of 89, with a chance of scattered thunderstorms the next day on Tuesday. And that's it for first edition of the News.fm News Weekend. You can visit our website, .fm.wordpress.com, for the latest changes and for the upcoming show titles and names. That's it for .fm News Weekend for the East Coast. I'm back later today for the West Coast airing. Have a very good morning.